What do artists and neuroscientists have in common? The answer could come from Santiago Ramon y Cajal, the father of neuroscience, whose drawings of the brain now look like modern art. WBUR Arts reporter Maria Garcia takes us to an exhibit in Cambridge that explores the beauty in our brains.
Is the brain a thing of beauty? Not just figuratively and for what it can do, but literally. Are the little cells in there and the synapses and the neurons inherently pleasing to the eye? One of the most important neuroscientists of all time, Santiago Ramon y Cajal of the early 20th century, sure thought so. He spent decades of his life drawing the parts of the brain he analyzed through a microscope.
For him, the trick was to draw again and again and again and again, to look at these structures again 1,000 times. And in that sustained period of observation, that was the source of insight.
That's Debbie Douglas, director of collections at the MIT Museum. There, you can see about 80 of Cajal's intricate ink and pencil drawings that in the museum context look like abstract works of modern art. A neuron that resembles a deconstructed penguin, cells that look like starbursts, a synapse that mirrors a group of playful little creatures with large eyes. Here's Anne Newman, the director of galleries at MIT.
He drew from a very early age, wanted to be an artist. His father was a doctor, didn't think that was a fantastic career for a young man. So he introduced him into his own anatomical studies, and Cajal took to that.
Though looking at his drawings now, it's clear Cajal maintained his artistic sensibilities. Except now, his muse was the brain. Anne Newman again.
I see huge connections to contemporary art because the line work is so detailed and beautiful, and you can see almost dimension, but they're these very abstracted, beautiful, linear, analytical drawings.
Cajal's work led to the neuron doctrine, the foundational discovery that the nervous system is made up of individual cells. He won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1906. What Cajal was obsessed with, lost sleep over, what he fretted about, was finding out what makes us human, which really is the central question in art. Even today, if we follow all the scientific advancements made possible by Cajal's discovery, that's still the central question in neuroscience. Here's Robert DeSimone, director of the McGovern Institute for Brain Research at MIT.
There are scientists today who argue that if you understood all the connections in the brain between all the different processing, all the different neurons, that you could recreate the person's consciousness. Now, many other people disagree with that, and it's being debated right now. But there's no question that these kinds of circuit diagrams that Cajal was giving us are telling us a great deal about what makes us us.
Today, we see art and science as such distinct fields. But Cajal comes from a line of artists seeking to understand our humanity through drawing. Even Leonardo da Vinci added some interpretation to his anatomical sketches. You don't have to look too far to see the legacy of drawing in exploring the human condition. Here's Debbie Douglas again, the director of collections.
Here at MIT, which was founded in the mid-19th century, 20 to 25% of the courses that all students, regardless of discipline, took were drawing courses. They learned to draw. If you could draw the machine, you understood it.
And still now, we draw, we sculpt, we paint, we dance and perform, all to probe our own humanity, just like Cajal and his brain drawings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.